This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. Lots have happened. Absolutely lots.
Yeah.
I wasn't really expecting this. I think we should just go right into it.
Free agency happened.
NFL free agency happened.
It didn't technically start, but it kind of did start, though.
Yeah, it's only been...
one day.
Less than 24 hours, maybe?
Yeah, basically.
Mostly, a lot of action on the running back. But let's get into it.
A lot of running backs, not a lot of safeties.
I think a lot of running backs, not a lot of defense. And actually, that's a lie, because stuff's going on with the Dolphins and stuff.
Mike Gesicki just signed with the Bengals.
So, yeah. All right, well, let's get into the running backs. I think the big one everyone wants to hear.
Tony Pollard?
Besides you, is Saquon Barkley, the Eagles. Yeah. 3 years, $37 million. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts... I think it's definitely an upgrade. Like, Swift was great last year, but I think it's definitely an upgrade. Because I feel like better bigger pass blocking type running back, but can also has home run ability. And it's just a difference making when he's on the field.
Yeah.
Simply as that. Like, Swift is good and great and all, but, like, behind Jason Kelce won't be there, of course, but Cam Jurgens slots in at center, and you kind of have. You still have a great offensive line. It's gonna be hard to top like his rookie year. But I think behind this offensive line, there's no and the wide receivers, there's no and Jalen Hurts is like there's no way he does not eclipse at least 1,400 in my eyes.
Yeah, I think he's gonna have a big year. I was talking to you guys last night about it. I said. You ever get those feelings where it's just you feel like it won't work out?
Yeah, sometimes some signings.
That's how I feel right now, and I don't know why. It's just like a feeling that I have that I feel like it's just not gonna work out. I really, really wanted to. He's a Penn State guy. He's local.
I think it all depends, like, cause last year the offensive coordinator is gonna play a big factor. Cause last year, like, they can run the ball, of course. But if they're not able to throw the ball that great, then it's kind of the same story as last year.
Mm-hmm.
They got to use Goddard more. That was
it wasn't really their fault. Goddard got injured.
Yeah.
So.
But still, I feel like he was healthy for part of the season, like first half. I know.
Yeah,
that.
First half they used him. It's just in the playoffs. I don't know against the Bucks.
He just caught a touchdown. They came.
They just fell off, but Saquon, I think my thoughts are behind that O-line. Basically, 100% chance he gets 1,000 yards.
Unless he gets hurt.
Unless he gets hurt like he did last year. Last year, he was 40 off or something like that. I think with this, he's in a better... DeAndre Swift, like you said, don't get me wrong.
He was great last year.
Great running back. He's great. But Saquon just fits the team better.
Swift might be like a second or third tier running back.
Mm-hmm.
Barkley's like in that top echelon.
Another thing I don't really see people talk about. Imagine how much he's going to help out the tush push.
Oh, absolutely. Those quads. Are you kidding me?
Nobody's talking about it. Yes, we lose Jason Kelce. Best center ever.
We probably get except for A.J. Dillon, the biggest quads in the league.
Yeah. A.J. Dillon's huge.
Yeah, dude.
It was Smith and Swift, right?
And A.J. Brown, I think. Was it A.J. Brown?
I think there was just two of them behind Hurts.
Because I know the running back was behind.
Yeah,
I think it was three. It was a running back. It was Brown, Smith. Or was it two?
I swear, I think it was two. I feel like it was Swift and Smith.
Yeah. I'm a player here.
Okay. You don't need, the whole drive.
I think it's usually Smith, though. I think Smith is usually back there.
Yeah, it's... So...
81 and Smith. Is that Smith?
Smith's on the...
That's God. That's Kenneth Gainwell.
I guess they switch it up, because I remember seeing...
Yeah. Let's stay in division, though. The Commanders.
They've had a lot of pickups. Frankie Louvu.
Marcus Mariota.
You got Austin Eckler, probably the biggest one.
Who else did they sign? Oh, they got the Cowboys edge rusher. I forget who his name was. But he had a productive player.
Mm.
But The commander signing Eckler, I don't know why. I don't think they needed him. Because I like Brian Robinson a lot. Mm-hmm. It's taking carries away from Brian Robinson. So, I'm a little mixed about this signing.
I am too, but you gotta think about it. 2 years for... 2 years, 11 mil for Eckler.
Guy who scores a lot of touchdowns.
Like, I'm taking that deal every day.
Yeah, if he can give me, like, 8, 9, 10 touchdowns. Because that's what he scored. I think he scored the most touchdowns in the past couple years. I think they're going
for the same thing of splitting the carries between two running backs like they did with Gibson and...
I think probably a better... Would you say a better version of Gibson? Antonio Gibson?
Who?
You know, the commander said Antonio Gibson and,
No, no, who, what are you saying? Like,
you think Austin Eckler is a better version than Antonio Gibbs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's about the receiving type back. No question. Because J.D. McKissick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't work out after he re-signed. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Back to the Bills.
But
I'm a little mixed about this signing. I don't think it helped. I think it helps Sam Howell
with a
veteran running back in there that can help him in the huddle. But they need O-line.
Yeah.
I think they signed a center. I don't know. But, yeah. So that's really it for the Commanders. I forgot Aaron Jones signed it.
Aaron Jones, the Vikings. That happened later in the day.
That was a little weird because yesterday it looked like he was going to stay there. Mm-hmm. And then it came out that he got cut.
Then he got released. And then...
If they were able to keep both of them, that would be probably one of the best running back duos.
I mean, with this kind of running back payment now, it's possible. So...
Except when you got Josh Jacobs making, what?
12 million a year.
Yeah. I don't know what his guarantees are. I don't think it's that much.
Yeah.
But if they were able to keep both of them, that would have been a great duo to watch.
Not a lot of, but two running backs going to their rivals.
Yeah.
I think Josh Jacobs, though, it could turn out bad.
It could.
There's a very big positive and a very big negative that could happen.
Like, can he replace what Aaron Jones did
for him? Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
I'm worried about injuries, payment for Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And
just how he fits in the offense.
Like, it's just, there's a lot that can go wrong, but a lot that can go right.
I'm a little confused with this because I don't know if he really fits their offense that much. I think Aaron Jones was the perfect fit for that running back offense.
I disagree. I think he fits.
You think he fits?
Yeah. I think he'll be fine.
Plus, Aaron Jones does get hurt a lot.
Yeah.
So that is one thing. They're probably getting like a more healthier running back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna be weird seeing him in a Packers jersey.
I mean, it's a big gamble. You got a guy for 4 years. Don't get me wrong. Great running back. He led the league in rushing yards.
2 years ago.
Last year, but 2 years ago. He has potential. He showed off that he can be the best in the league. He just has to do it again.
One guy that surprised me was Swift going to the Bears.
Was that the first thing that happened? Him and Pollard? I think
Pollard was like, that was there at like 2 o'clock. Well, Swift was at like 12 something.
When I went on Instagram,
you follow like Blitz Pickup, whatever.
I don't know. When I went on Instagram, those are the first two guys I saw. And then it just all kind of crashed.
Yeah, I think everybody saw Swift first. But,
Swift, three years.
That's a weird 24 deal.
Because the
offensive line isn't great in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're not great in the, like, what's it called, O-line. And then, I just don't get this signing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clay Herbert, they could have just had Clay Herbert and whoever else. But, it's gonna be interesting how they use Swift.
I'm just saying right now, right off the rip, I'm getting a Saquon jersey.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening. I love Saquon because he went to Penn State.
Penn State legend.
So, like, it was meant to be. And who was talking trash on him?
Tiki Barber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Clown. Like, who says that? So I get if it, you, like, if you say, really, say, like, you're not, like, forgiven in the franchise, but don't say you're dead to me. Like, come on.
If you really look into it, look at the effort Saquon tried to put in to stay with the Giants.
And yeah, like...
He said something about it was going to happen or something, it was possible.
Then they had you with Brian Daboll, and it was like, are they going to, Saquon's going to stay?
Like, the amount of times he stayed and gave him a chance to give him money.
He was loyal, man. That's exactly. The one thing.
The only reason why he went to the Eagles is because it was perfect for the moment. They needed a running back.
And
they
had money. And for the spot that he's in his career, he wants to win. He doesn't want to sit down and be a 7-win team. He wants to try to be an 11-12-win football team and try to win a Super Bowl. I respect Saquon just for being able to gut it out through those regimes and not say what would, basically. Just keeping his head down, keep playing.
Yeah.
And then having the year he did with Brian Daboll that first year. But, I mean,
it stinks how
they... Like, Daniel Jones is a fine quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's not great. Like, a rare chance he'll get you to the playoffs because he did that and he won a playoff game. But it's just, I think everything would be different if they didn't draft Daniel Jones. I think they would have been a better situation. And they didn't pay Daniel Jones.
Like, I don't understand the Saquon hate from him going to a rival. Yes.
I get it by the Giants fans because, like, dude, you were, like, or you played for us and then you got to jump ship to the...
Well, it's not, like... I just don't understand, because say Derrick Henry was on the Eagles we were in the position of the Titans, but he was on the Eagles, and we didn't pay him at all. We didn't want to pay him. We couldn't reach an agreement, so he left, and he coincidentally went to a rival. I don't think Saquon has any bad blood against the Giants.
I think the only thing with that is, like, you don't pay him, but you don't expect him to go to that team.
Yeah.
That's like, Kevin Durant. That's like, Kevin Durant left, but you don't expect him to go to Golden State.
Yeah.
Like, that. I think that's where it's coming from. Like, dude, that's our biggest rival. He's gonna...
But then again, like,
I get it,
I think people are foolish for thinking that he wouldn't take Philly in consideration.
Yeah, that's where he played college ball.
I don't know. I'm getting a Saquon jersey.
I will say, the edit I saw...
Horrible.
No. The one edit with the jersey goes from is like him standing on the.
That was on his Instagram. He made that.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Like him standing on the sideline.
I'm talking about the one where, when he first went to the Eagles, the Photoshop one. That was horrible.
But yeah, the one on him standing on the sideline goes to Philly. That was great. That was.
Kelly Green.
He bought a Kelly Green jersey.
Probably.
The Tony Pollard one is confusing.
Let's touch on the DeAndre Swift one a little bit more, because we didn't really get to it. So, how old is he?
He's a 2018 draft pick.
I was going to say, like, 25, 26. Six? Yeah.
He may be 26.
25. So, 25 years old, tore his ACL.
He tore his ACL?
Yeah, with the Lions. I'm pretty sure.
I know he's injured a lot with the Lions.
I'm pretty sure he tore his
ACL. I don't think he tore his ACL.
He got like a big injury with the Lions. Swift Lions injury.
High ankle sprain. That's what it was.
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking of. I was thinking of somebody else, I think. I don't know. I just remember him like going through.
He went through a lot of injuries in Detroit.
Injuries in Detroit, and then him going to Philly was kind of controversial.
Blessing for his career, because he stayed healthy most of the time. Yeah. I don't think he missed a game, did he?
No, he didn't. I don't think, because I don't
remember. Only the first game, they didn't give him the ball the first game.
But yeah, it's moving Tony Pollard.
Confusing. It's a confusing
sign. I don't think anybody was expecting it.
So I expected it to be Tajay Spears time to go. Because in the moments he played, he looked good. Like breaking tackles, all this stuff. You signed Tony Pollard at $8 million.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be the starter. And I don't think he's a starting running back. I think I think they might use him like Zeke and Tony, like how Tajay Spears might be the Zeke, but just a younger version. That, not like as good as Zeke's prime was, because that was on another level. Mm-hmm. But like, just like the way Tajay plays and how tough he is. But yeah, it's a confusing sign to me. Mm-hmm. Plus, like, the way they're going in their franchise.
Yeah.
I just don't see why $8 million to Tony Pollard would be a great investment. He's a good player.
Like, looking at these contracts, it is so sad how running backs have just, like, are getting paid like this.
Yeah. Like, but it's just the way the NFL goes, man.
I think Sam Darnold's getting paid $10 million for a year.
I mean, when you...
And he's not even gonna, like...
The only problem with it is when you're able to find stud running backs in the fifth and fourth round, like, it just makes the value.
Yeah, but, like, I don't understand, because that can come with any position. It's just you have to be a good GM.
I think
because
there's so many running backs.
Yeah, like, right now, draft. There's a lot of running backs. I would say 20. How many teams do you say have an above average running back out of 32? Bills. Don't even count. Don't even count. Just, like, off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head? Probably over half.
Yeah, that's, like, it's gotta be over half.
I mean, the way the teams just sign players, like, yeah.
Like, Tony Pollard going to the Titans, though.
It's confusing.
I don't know how it's gonna go.
I don't know where they're heading in their franchise. Like, do they want us...
It's confusing. I don't know...
Because you still have Hopkins.
I don't know if they're going down the road with Will Levis. I don't know if they're going with...
Because you, if you have Hopkins, you trade for AJ Brown to get Treylon Burks' pick. You draft Will Levis. You sign Tony Pollard. It's like, what are you trying to go? Are you trying to just be middle of the pack? Or are you trying to do something?
I don't know.
But Gus Edwards, I like that signing. The Gus Bus.
Yeah, I think with that money too, it works. I think they were not wasting Austin Eckler, but it.
Austin Eckler was coming.
There was more pieces that they needed other than just Austin Eckler. If they're going to make a championship run, it's not going to be with Austin Eckler, and that's it.
And plus, and Gus Edwards, can somewhat replace the touchdowns? Because I think Gus had a lot. He had like over 10 touchdowns, I know, last year.
Because...
He's in the Ravens offense. Oh, Texans are trading for Joe Mixon.
They made a move.
Yeah. Because Zach Moss went to Minnesota. Yeah. That's going to be the Texans guy.
That's right. Like, it's every running back. They're just moving. I don't know.
Get the moving truck or whatever. We put your stuff in to move places. You know, get that. Get out of town.
Yeah. Devin Singletary to the Giants.
It was expected. Yeah. Brian Daboll knows Devin Singletary so well. Joe Shane.
Lots of Giants signings, too.
You know the thing is with the Giants? They love going after Bills players. It's not a coincidence. No, I'm actually being serious.
They just steal your players.
Dude, they have. And the Jags are doing it now. They got they got Mitch Morse and Gabe Davis. It's like, and plus with Brian Daboll, kind of. If you look at Jones Shane's like history, like he signed Isaiah Hodgins, former Bills player, John Feliciano, former Bills player, Matt Breida, former Bills player, and there's some other ones, but some practice squad corners that were from the Bills. It's a lot.
Yeah, the Giants. One thing I don't understand, Brian Burns. I don't understand him. He said, I'm pretty sure he wants to win, but then he goes to the Giants.
He gets traded. There's nothing he can do. He has nothing. He's under contract, and he has to get traded, so he gets traded.
It's very confusing with the Panthers. I don't know what they're doing either.
I got a second round pick for him.
Exactly. No, I think it was
second and a fifth.
Actually, I think it was a second and a fifth. Yeah.
Pick 39.
I don't understand what's happening. It's.
They did sign two guards.
Yeah.
Damian Lewis and Robert Hunt. They signed.
Yeah. For one's good, right? Young.
But I think both are good. Both are young.
That's what they need. There.
But also, $158 million they spent in guards.
If you're gonna get rid of Brian Burns, your best defensive player.
That's
what I'd like to see out of the Panthers, them investing in guards.
I think Bryce Young might be sleeping a little more happier after seeing that his obviously. Answer.
I think it was not really a given, but I think it was a given.
It was a main priority this
season.
It
was a given that they were going to get guards. It's just, were they gonna like be lazy about it again and just get guards that weren't as good?
Like $2 million.
Yeah.
You know what I hate about free agency? How every time you go in a comment section, you see one thing is the same. Overpaid.
Yeah.
That is free agency in a nutshell. You have to overpay to get players in free agency. It's basically
running backs.
Yeah. But like for any position, that you want to be good, you have to overpay. Yeah. It's how the market is. Like Christian Wilkins got $27.5 million. Nothing against Christian Wilkins. He's a great football player.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
27.5
I don't know. It's
like it's just what fantasy is. It's a bidding. What happens in bids, you have to spend more than you want to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if you're going to get players, you have to
spend a little more.
You have to spend a little
more. $2 million more, $3 million more.
Unless you're like guaranteed to win the Super Bowl, which is never.
Except for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Then Terry Gibson went to the Patriots. It's a fine move.
Yeah,
it's nothing really.
I don't know. I just don't know about the quarterback situation. They got Jacoby Brissett, but again, like,
hey, the dog. Hey, you're a dog, man. See the way he played in Washington? Almost. Hey, played good in Washington.
What was that? Hear sirens.
Guess they're coming after us. What can I say?
Yeah, but like I don't know. I just he did great in Washington
for like a year. Like, he was a good young running back. But then he got overshadowed by Brian. Hey, what is happening out there? Jeez Louise, called.
It's a
fire or people somewhere.
Speaking of big money, Kirk Cousins.
To a dog.
4 years, $180 million.
Kirk thugging.
Or up to or something.
I cannot wait to see Kirk Cousins on an airplane with a chain around his neck. In Atlanta.
I absolutely love this move.
I will say the only thing I have a problem with it is the 4 years.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I would have liked like a 2-3 year deal.
4 is a little too much.
But then again, it's Kirk Cousins and all he's just good for passing.
He gets $100 million guaranteed. He's always good. He's
So I cannot wait to see that Falcons team. I'm not gonna lie. Kyle Pitts is actually going to be used. It's a guarantee.
You know what I want them? I want them to trade for T. Higgins.
I think the Panthers need him.
You could pair Drake London with T. Higgins and have Kyle Pitts if they... Because I know they're going to use Kyle Pitts because of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And you have Bijan and Ty Allgeier. Dude,
imagine T. Higgins with the Panthers. That would be perfect. Like, perfect fit.
Is the quarterback going to be able to throw that far? I'm joking.
Just because everyone's not Josh Allen doesn't mean...
I'm not saying that. Like, CJ Stroud's like 6'3".
I'm just saying... No, because Josh Allen has a good arm.
Like, yeah. Bryce Allen has a good arm.
He's more of like a Drew Brees kind of guy.
Yeah.
But,
some free agents that are still out there. Chase Young. Where do you think Chase Young goes? He's a polarizing topic because former second overall pick, rookie of the year. I'm going to take my bias out of this. I would love to see him with the Bills. Like, I would actually love to see that. You get the pan with that, Sean McDermott's defensive mind. I think whatever team gets him, any hits, like, if you give him a 3-year deal, how much money do you think he's going to command? $14 million per year? 15? 13?
I don't know about that high.
10, 12?
Yeah, 10, that, 12. Kind of that range just because of... I think people kind of know his value. He didn't really have the greatest season.
He's coming off ACL. But I think whatever team gets him, and if he hits, like, you're gonna have one of the best.
See like the Dolphins getting him, but Dolphins also have to re-sign Tua.
I love to see the Bills sign him. It's not biased. I mean, I would actually love to see him with Sean McDermott's defense, how he could do.
I would say I'd love to see him with the Eagles, but the Eagles have the guys. It's just
they just signed Bryce Huff. Like,
it's just, I hope Bryce Huff brings something. Because
great pressure guys.
They got one of the best statistically on paper. They one of the best D lines in the league, and they just didn't show up last year.
So, I think it also hurt with the coordinator they had.
Yeah,
Sean Desai.
So I guess we'll see, but lots of free agency stuff going down. There's still a lot more to come.
Yeah,
let's get a Derrick Henry prediction in.
Derrick Henry prediction. What team would need a guy like Derrick Henry?
I already know my prediction. I think it's the most obvious one. I'm going to say the Ravens.
Oh, jeez. I would love to see him with the Ravens,
Backwards head. I would like to see him with the Ravens, too. 8 days we're talking to Proper, so we can talk to him.
I
bet Proper would love to see Derrick Henry on the Ravens.
He might be salivating from his teeth.
I think it's just a perfect fit for the Ravens.
Yeah.
He's up there in age, yes, but now is their time to go for a ring. So, I just think it works.
Dude, imagine Purple coming in.
Yeah.
Just drooling.
Also, Jackson Holliday.
Dog.
He's going off.
The clips I've seen from him?
Yeah.
Grand Slam.
We'll get to that, though, another time, but...
Oh, you see Blake Snell put on his Instagram story the eye emojis or whatever? Did he get a... He has to sign sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, Garrett Cole also. That's a little scary. Garrett Cole.
Oh, Nyheim Hines is leaving.
Yeah, he's been a lot. They cut him.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah, it's his former. He's going to the Browns for $3.5 million. It's just a lot of running back movement. It really is.
Oh, yeah, the Bills re-signed Deion Dawkins. That was a scary one for me. Like, when the... Because he put on his Instagram story, like, Buffalo, my forever home, but... And he was like, is it okay to say that, like, ranch on wings? And he put that, you think I ever leave? I was getting made fun of for being down. I'm like, dude, my left tackle's gone. But, who else? Danielle Hunter's still out there. The safety market is full of guys. Justin Simmons. I've seen a lot of Eagles fans wanting CJ GJ back.
What did you say was on NBC?
CBS. Oh, CBS. Free agency tracker. Yeah.
Oh, this is what I was looking for before. Like, this is the kind of thing I was looking for.
Yeah.
Danielle Hunter's still out there.
The safety market's full of guys still.
Calvin
Ridley's a weird one for me.
I wish the Falcons didn't get rid of him.
They had to, though.
Like, I don't know.
What team would you like to see Calvin Ridley on? I don't think he's a number one. He's a number two, I think.
I think it depends on what team. He could absolutely be the number one on the Panthers.
Who else?
I want to see some movement with the Panthers, man. I just...
They made two signings.
I don't know.
Who is Kyle? I think Kyle Duggar gets traded in my eyes. I don't know. I want the Bills to get Justin Simmons or Cameron Curl.
Really, Kirk Cousins number one, I guess, because he's quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's a starter.
Justin Simmons is out there. Cameron Curl, like, the safeties are good. Like, there's a lot of good.
I want to see T. Higgins go to the
Panthers. Hey, someone made a Photoshop T. Higgins in a Bills jersey, so don't be saying that to my wallpaper now.
But I think we should hold off on baseball just because on Thursday. But I think we covered.
Oh, Jameis Winston went to the Browns.
Oh,
that.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
I did not see that.
8.7. The real QB1 goes to Cleveland. Not this fake, Deshaun Watson. Jerry Jeudy got traded to the Browns, too. That happened a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's good for him.
Get away from... The Broncos are so confusing to me.
You got Deshaun Watson... We don't know if he's playing or not, but...
we don't know if he's going to play good or not.
Yeah.
But he's like Russell Wilson, just fair contract.
Russell Wilson went to the Steelers.
Yeah. What's he going to say? What's he going to say now for his press comments? Ugh. Pittsburgh Nation, let's wield.
I don't know.
Because blue collar.
Yeah. But, I think we covered everything. Yeah. Back on Thursday...
Yeah.
Special guest. So,
Special guest.
Yeah. We'll be back next time.
Yeah.